Blog Talk Radio.
This thing's crazy because sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. to try it one more time, see if we can get the mail open. It's not going to change the show. They're just going to be down one format that people can't communicate with us. So anyway, we still got the chat room up and running. The phone lines are open, brought to us by Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services. 347-326-9073 is the phone line if you want to call in tonight. And the chat room is up and running. And as always, you can always get a hold of me on my Yahoo page, Gregory Squirrel, on the Yahoos. Oh, thought I was about to sneeze. So anyway, I have not heard the exact results from Fort Smith, Arkansas. Extreme Fighting Inc. had Extreme Insanity down there on Friday night. I haven't heard any results from down there, but hopefully Scott Russell or one of the other fighters are listening. They may take time to call in and maybe run down some of the results with us here tonight. Because, you know, we really want to talk about the Fort Smith show as well, you know, as well as Springfield. Next big event for Springfield is going to be at the end of April. And I'll pull up the calendar and I'll have that date before tonight is over with. But you're doing it kind of a, I saw it somewhere and now I can't find it. Go figure. Just my luck. So we're going to be a good show tonight. I want to say hello to everybody out there on the Facebook. We've already had some people dropping me some notes. So we just want to drop down, say some hello to them. Let's kick on over to the sports page, kind of briefly run over some of the headlines before we dig into these results from from Uncivil War MMA. Just some good stuff. What has gotten into the Oklahoma City Thunder? They are beating on everybody. Right now, they're kind of running behind. They're playing San Antonio tonight. Last check, they were down by three, but knowing Oklahoma City, they'll get that game back. In NFL news, the Minnesota Vikings have traded Percy Harvin to Seattle. You know, I've mentioned it several times last year that, it's getting into silly season for NFL. With the draft coming up just around the corner, everybody's trying to clear up cap space so they'll have room to sign in their rookies. So that's just a perfect example. Percy Harvin, Adrian Peterson, running back for Minnesota. He has been vehemently disgruntled about that trade. It is what it is, and I hope things work out for Harvin. I hope he comes back and runs all over Minnesota personally. That's just me. Man, it's going to benefit Seattle because that's going to give Russell Wilson, the second-year quarterback for Seattle, That's going to give Seattle just another big threat at wide receiver. And that's one of the things Seattle's really been missing is some dependable wide receivers. They've had some good wide receivers, don't get me wrong. But they just haven't had that receiver to come in and put them over the top. So this is probably going to be a good deal for them. So, good luck to both teams. How about this for an NFL Super Bowl twist? One of the guys that helped beat San Francisco has been traded to San Francisco. San Francisco has acquired wide receiver Anquan Boldin for the Ravens for a 6-pound draft pick. You know, Boldin, he was one of the stars in Baltimore's run. He still has to pass the physical to complete the deal. But it's like, what are you doing? Why do teams do that? You do good. You win a Super Bowl. You win the World Series. I mean, baseball is notorious for it. You go win the bowl, and then you have the big fire sale, and you get rid of all the players that pretty much bring you there. So, I mean, it's crazy. So, I mean, I don't know what to say. That's just another one of them crazy harebrained trades that you just don't understand. Why do you get rid of the key players that brought you to the dance and won you the title? Another one. Washington Redskins released cornerback D'Angelo Hall. It's like, what's the deal? I mean, I know some of these guys are getting up in their age, but is it crazy to just let them go just that easy? I mean, especially when you're getting almost nothing for them. I mean, especially in the case of Bolden, I mean, I'm asking for, I'm asking for some first to second rounders, you know. From the emergency room, RG3 has already started his rehab on his knee surgery, so looks like he's possibly going to be back for this upcoming NFL season. Cardinals has released, why do I keep saying replace? Because some of these guys, there's just no replacing. Beanie Wells, Arizona let Beanie Wells go. And, he was limited last season with turf toe, but still, the guy, when he's healthy, he's still producing. So that's another release right there. Denver Broncos, they parted ways with linebacker DJ Williams. And that one kind of bugs me, being an ex-Hawk, you know. So, I mean, there's going to be some great players out there on free agency. When it comes free agency time, there's going to be some good players. So, it's crazy. Once again, it is silly season. Baseball news, don't count retirement in the plans yet. Words coming out of the Bronx is that the Yankees are trying to talk to Chipper Jones about coming to play for them. Personally, I hope Chipper sticks to his plans. I mean, he spent his entire career with Atlanta. He's probably the last of the good players that have spent their entire careers. So, if it was me, personally, I would say, see you later. NBA news. Let's see. 76ers topped the Nets, 106-97. Let's see. Oklahoma City, once again, they're still in action against San Antonio. Philadelphia beat Brooklyn, 106-97. Utah, Detroit, 51-37, and Denver and Phoenix just getting started out that way somewhere. I think they're in Arizona. I don't know. Don't care. I'm sorry, man. If they're not Dallas Mavericks, Oklahoma City, I really don't care. Congratulations, Arkansas Razorbacks. They won their season finale as they defeated Texas A&M. A good way for the seniors to go out. It was their final game of the regular season as well as being senior night. So congratulations on that. Oh, what did I see? I'm kind of glancing down. Arkansas did begin spring practice. I still think Arkansas made a mistake closing practices to the public. I'm like, is that really that big a difference? I mean, because a lot of these fans, that may be the only time they get to see the Hogs, because it's getting to where you sure can't afford tickets very much anymore. I think the cheapest tickets in Arkansas now are $30, unless you find them on Ticket City or one of those places where you get them at a decent price, but even then, it's not the greatest. I mean, so depending on where you're sitting, seats are going to run you around $30. So I personally just think Arkansas made a mistake doing that. I mean, you're trying to get everybody to warm up to the new coach, and nobody can warm up to the new coach when you're already limiting the public access. That's just my opinion. I may not have all the answers, but I definitely have an opinion. And I'm not good at keeping my mouth shut. So, once again, phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. If you got something you want to call in and talk about, it's getting time for March Madness. So, kind of passing down the basketball board, seeing if there's anything. USC has suspended two players for violating team rules. Missouri Valley Conference commissioner is irate over the CBS blackout. I'm not sure what happened there. Once again, if it don't concern Arkansas, I don't care. NASCAR. What's going on in NASCAR? Well, come on. Here we go. NASCAR's. They were out at Vegas this week. Matt Kenseth got his first win with Joe Gibbs Racing. Here's how the top 10 finished up in that race. You had Matt Kenseth, Casey Kane with Richard Childress, Brad Keselowski with Penske, Kyle Busch with Roush, or Kyle Busch with Roush, Carl Edwards with Roush. Is Busch with Roush or is that Kurt? I can't remember. Anyway, Jimmy Johnson, Junebug finished 7th, Martin Truex 8th, Kevin Harvick 9th, Paul Menard, and 10th. Take a look at the NASCAR standings, Race for the Cup. After the first three races, you got Johnson in the lead, Brad Keselowski in 2nd, Earnhardt is 3rd, Denny Hamlin in 4th, Carl Edwards, Mark Martin, he is short. I've been seeing some filming of some of those Edge commercials that he does. That boy is short. That boy is a midget. But you got to love Mark Martin. I mean, 50-something years old and the dude's still out there trading paint. As my oldest niece would say, Robin's racing. Back when she was a little kid, oh, God, that's the funniest thing. Rubbin's racing. Oh, let's see. Matt Kenseth and Greg Biffle are tied for 7th in the chase for the cup. You got Clint Boyer coming in at 9, and Eric Almirola driving for the king, Richard Petty. Thank you very much. Tiger Woods. Hey. The boy could be here, could be back. I didn't watch all of the tournament, but I did watch most of Tiger's rounds, except for Saturday. And I did catch some of Sunday, mostly because I was fading in and out of my naps. Hey, what are Sundays for? Matt Tiger Woods, he finished 19 under at the World Golf Championship, Cadillac Championships at Doral. Oh, he only took home $1,500,000. Or 15 mil, I think that's what you want to call it. I could take 10 of that and carry his bag and be happy. Steve Stricker, Adam Scott, Sergio Garcia, Phil Mickelson, Green McDowell, Keegan Bradley, Rory McIlroy, Justin Rose, and Peter Hansen. That was your top 10. Does anybody realize those caddies make good money, too? I mean, it's crazy. I know if you're, you know, because the caddies, because I've done some caddying for some of the, what is it, nationwide.com, whatever the heck the next lower tier is. I've caddied for some guys. The most memorable was Craig Perks. I caddied for him, and then he, when he joined, went, graduated up to the big tour, won the PGA Championship. So I wish I'd have been caddying for that, because that would have been 10% of whatever he took home. But, yeah, caddies make good money, because they got their endorsement deals also. They got their sponsors. Most of them are with the same people that sponsor their golfer. But so here's how that break runs. If your caddy, or if your player makes the cut and plays on Saturday or Sunday, he gets 7% of whatever his golfer wins. 7%. And then if he goes on and wins the tournament, caddy gets 10% of what he wins. So anyway, like I say, so Tiger, he goes out and he pockets 15 mil. I mean, hey, that's some good stuff right there. Yeah, I'll carry a golf bag for that kind of money. I won't even think twice about it. Let's go. Let's do it. Now, let's go. Swing some sticks. Shut up. Play golf. Drink beer. Do whatever it is you want to do. Whatever it is golfers do. That's crazy. UFC news. There is a change on one of the fights. First off, Rashad Evans has come out in support of gay marriages. Okay, big deal. Who cares? Rafael Kamikaze will take on Thiago Silva. That fight has been moved to UFC on Fuel 10. UFC 159, they've got a new match added to that. Johnny Bedford against Eric Perez. Here's the change I was talking about, because you heard me mention last week about the Dos Santos fight. Mark Hunt will take on Junior, has stepped in to take on Junior Dos Santos at UFC 160 on May 25th. As everybody knows, Dos Santos was originally scheduled to fight Alistair Overeem, but due to a quadricep injury and training, Overeem is out. So, Mark Hunt, 9-7, he's on a 4-fight win streak. Last seen on UFC Fuel TV 8 against Stefan Struve, got the big knockout. While Dos Santos is coming off that loss to Cain Velasquez at 155, where he lost the gold. Did I mention that? Okay, just making sure. So anyway, it's going to be Hunt and Junior Dos Santos at 160. Did I mention there was a good hell of a card at Springfield, Missouri? I mean, Eric Stevens got it going on. When you're having to turn away 200 people, I know at one point there was still 100. We were halfway through the show and there was still 100 people outside hoping to get in. That's how crazy it was. Standing room only. I mean, there's an expression they use, but I don't think it's a... Oh, hell, I don't have SEC breathing down my neck, do I? Ball, it was... Never mind. I ain't gonna say it. It was packed. I was ecstatic for Eric Stevens. I mean, that place was packed. If he does two or three more good shows like that and he keeps having those, he's going to have to move to a bigger venue. No ands, ifs, or buts. Oops, I said buts. So anyway, phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. Phone lines are open. The chat room is open. You can even hook up with me on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. That is me. I'm your man with the plan. So I hope. Oh, let's see. I think Triple H just needs to break Brock Lesnar's arm. And some of those storylines, I just wouldn't feel comfortable with on wrestling. I mean, yeah, there's some of it that's all right, but I don't know. I just have issues involving family and wife and kids. And I mean, you know, keep it in the ring. I get tired of some of this behind-the-scenes crap. We don't want to see that. I'm up in old school. I know it's a big show and all that crap. By the way, I don't have the full results here in front of me, but in case all of you missed, TNA Lockdown last night, Team Impact, Sting, Eric Young, Kurt Angle, Samoa Joe, and Magnus. I think that's Kurt Angle. Anyway, they defeated the Team of Aces and Eights. And in the main event, Bully Ray defeated Jeff Jarrett for the Impact Heavyweight title, and he then reveals himself to be the boss or manager or president of Aces and Eights. I just want to say, for some reason I saw that coming. I mean, it's bad enough to do the creepy storyline where he marries Hulk Hogan's daughter, and Bully Ray, he's old enough to be her dad himself. Ugh. That's almost as bad as Hugh Hefner, some of them bimbos he marries. I mean, I admit, I did like Holly Madison. Now, Holly Madison was cute. She had a baby a couple of weeks ago, so she's kind of off the market. But, I mean, when I went to Vegas a couple of years ago and she was starting in the Peep Show and they had the little marquee in front of the Hard Rock Casino where the Peep Show was at, I mean, every time she came up on the marquee, I just had to stop and go, Okay, anyway. So they're there. Tonight's edition of the Greg Squirrel Show brought to you by the He-Man Woman Tater Club. Never mind. We're not going to go there. He-Man Womanator Club. Thank you. All right. Now we're going to run down some of the results from Saturday night. Unfortunately, I wasn't the best on keeping my card straight with the results, so we may mess up. If I do mess up, somebody call in, yell at me, and we'll figure it out. All right, here we go. Christian Camp took on Caleb Dye for the lightweight championship. And congratulations to Christian Camp walking out the winner. New lightweight champion. Oh, let's see. In the featherweight match, you saw Jeremy Popeye Canyon take on Harry Freely. And you saw Jeremy Popeye Cameron walk out with the title. Congratulations to him. And a heck of a fight for the flyweight title. Like I say, I may not have all my results here with me. You saw Miles the Warrior McDonald take on Isaac Badger. Miles the Warrior McDonald walked out with the flyweight title. So a big hoo-ah to Miles. Miles, a member of our beloved U.S. military reserves type Marine. And the light heavyweight championship, you saw Justin Anderson defeat Brandeis, the Black Plague pal. Brandeis could not answer the bell for the final round. So congratulations to Justin Anderson. And the girls, number one contender fight. You saw Crystal DeLift McGuire defeat Hannah Eagle. So a big congratulations to her. You saw John Diesel Hickman take on Owen, the Bad Omen Foster, for the welterweight title. I can't remember who won that one. I'll be quite honest. I believe John Diesel Hickman. I'll have to double check that result. I do apologize. We will have the correct results tomorrow night. I slept all day, boys and girls, so like I say, some of these results may be a little sketchy, and for that I do apologize. If I do miss one, you can beat me up at the next show. Nathan Flores gets Kyle Battle Boy Green. That one went to Nathan Flores. Nader Schicker taking on Frank the Saint and Gutierrez. Frank the Saint walked out the victor on that one. Dean Mighty Mouse Vaughn taking on Patrick Bart Osborne. That victory goes to Mighty Mouse. Congratulations, Dean. And your purple mohawk. Gotta love you. For the flyweight title, you saw, Yair J.V. Viejo defeat Co. Arnall for the flyweight in a flyweight matchup. In a strawweight fight, you saw Justin Chaney. Third round technical knockout over Nick Meat Osborne. You saw David Terror Woodall over Levi the Boss Munoz. And you saw David Woodall walk out with the victory. Aaron Stamper, Michael Cassidy. 2 minutes, 10 seconds of the first round. Winner by strikes. Aaron Pikey Stamper. Some of these nicknames, you gotta love some of these nicknames. Cameron Owen was scheduled to fight too much. Too much did not show for the event. So that was a forfeit, and they awarded the bout to Cameron Owen's winner by forfeit. Josh Oxenrider against Matthew Bridges. And I did not mark my card on who won that one. We will get that one back to you. You saw John Brackenridge against Alan Applegate. And you saw Brackenridge come out with that victory. Antonio, the meanest against Yerick, the Enforcer White. Yerick White came out with the victory on that one. Zach Ator against Christopher, the Facebook Tough Guy Williams. Zach Ator came, got the victory on that one. And that's pretty much it, boys and girls. So that's your results from Saturday night. A lot of great fights. So look forward to doing it again at the end of April with Uncivil War MMA. See if they got the new poster posted yet. I thought I saw a new poster earlier today. I might have been wrong. Nope, I did not see a new poster yet. But it's going to be a good show. I got the date right here in front of me. Let me pull up the date real fast. The date for the next Uncivil War MMA is going to be, well, I thought it was going to be, well, now where to go? Well, poo-poo. Oh, can't be that weekend. I'll find it and I'll let you know. I don't know why I don't have that show on my card. Hey, I know where I can find it. Total Recall. Let's see here. The next event, April 27th, is going to be the next event for Uncivil War MMA. Once again, so make sure you tell your buddies and tell your friends it's going to be a good card. They're going to be paying tribute to our veterans. Doing some fundraising. I believe they're going to be donating some money. If I remember correct, I didn't get all the details, but I believe it's to the Wounded Warrior Project. We'll be getting some more information from Eric Stevens with Uncivil War. And so and we will constantly pass that information on to you. You can also look up the website, uncivilwar.com. Let's see here. Yeah, uncivilwar.com is the website. So you can always go up there when the next show is announced. You can go on there and start getting your tickets because it's going to be a good show. Don't forget, April 6th, we're going to be in Muskogee, Oklahoma with Striking. So make sure you call your buddies and call your friends about that show. That's going to be a good one, too. Let's see here. What's going on with Facebook or with Yahoo tonight? Y'all are being weirdo. So anyway, let's see, and then May 18th, and they're still looking for female fighters. If there's any female fighters out there who might be interested in fighting in Mexico, Missouri, on the that's going to be live stream on the internet, Armel Nunley, he was on the show last week talking about that big event coming up. That show is going to be internet stream, so get that. I mean, that's a chance to really get some great experience for some of these up-and-coming female fighters out there. This is going to be a great card. So if there's any females, any team managers that are out there possibly interested in getting their fighters, on that show, once again, let me correct, make sure I give you the correct date. And you can call up Armel Nunley. You can find him on Facebook. Armelunnelly is the name. And like I say, if you're a female fighter or a manager out there, you can get some more information on that event. High Foot Combat Sports, once again, taking place in Mexico, Missouri. Don't forget, Uncivil War, MMA, April 27th. You got Striking, MMA, in Muskogee, Oklahoma, at the Muskogee Civic Center. So a lot of great events going on. You know, if you're interested in fighting, there's a lot of great training schools, a lot of great teams out there. Just feel free, call them up, and get in on some of that action. Striking, matter of fact, I just got a notice from Striking. They set the date for their second event. It's going to be June 1st. Make sure I got that on my calendar. I thought I did. So we're going to strike up that event. Striking Kickboxing, June 1st. Once we hear the location, we will be glad to pack. I know at Striking, they have been looking at some other venues, some other towns. So, you know, if you're a Muay Thai kickboxing fan out there and you do not live in the Muskogee, Oklahoma area, feel free to drop some names on where you think you would like to see Striking Kickboxing and Muay Thai coming to your town. If you have a town that you think you'd like to see it, just feel free to add it on, and we will pass it on to the promoters. So that's going to be good. Seth's here is going to be back at the Muskogee Civic Center, so we'll take it as that for right now, because that can change at a moment's notice. Who wants to kiss a pig? Oh, I forgot everybody that kisses me. Okay, my bad. Does anybody want to kiss me? I'm starting to wonder. Thought I had a couple that wanted to kiss on me, but they said no. God, now I got that song running through my head. Hello, is it me you're looking for? I saw a picture of Lionel Richie on a post office wall today. Don't ask me what the irony about it was, but it was funny. So anyway, a lot of great stuff. Don't forget, minor league football fans, if you're in the Northwest Arkansas area and you want to catch some great minor league football action this coming weekend, travel out to Lincoln, Arkansas. It's at the old high school. Don't go to the new high school. They have a whole new campus, but they've started renting out the old football stadium. It's an excellent stadium. Last year, they had the Northwest Arkansas Battle men's minor league football team, and then they had the Arkansas Rampage, the female ladies football league. They were playing their games out at Lincoln last year. Due to a low turnout, which kind of surprises me, you'd think there'd be more chicks out there who want to throw out some pads and lay the smack down on somebody. But unfortunately, due to the low numbers this year, the Arkansas Rampage, we're not able to fill the team. But the core players that do plan on turning are still hanging out and doing fundraisers for the Arkansas Rampage, and so they're actually going to be helping with the concession stands at the Northwest Arkansas Battle game. So go out there, say hello. They got some fantastic women out there. They really know how to put on a good football game. I watched some of the games last year. I was impressed. And don't make them mad, because I'm sorry, you get a chick on with a bunch of patty, she's going to run over your butt. She's going to make you like it. Especially Brandy. Brandy's my sweetie on that team. And Brandy loves to run over people. So anyway, they're going to be working at the concession stand at Northwest Arkansas Battles. I believe, let me pull up their website and I'll get you all the information. I believe the ball game starts at 7 o'clock. Why are those computers running slow? Is the internet screwed up? There it is. Northwest Arkansas Battle will be defending, will host the defending Oklahoma Football League champion Oklahoma Warriors on March 16th, 6 p.m. at the Ozark Bowl at Lincoln, Arkansas. $8 for adults, 17 and under 5. Gates open at 5 o'clock. So get on out there. You can get a season pass, $10. We'll get you 4 home games. So make sure you get out there and check it out because it's going to be good. So that's what's going on. Still don't have a full don't have a roster yet. Let me take a look. Don't think I got a roster. I don't think they've submitted their roster to me yet, dudes. I'll be doing the PA announcing for their games. So make sure you call your buddies and tell them about that. Now, still don't have a roster. We got a partial roster. I know Jason Campbell's going to be back. I know Alan Menard's going to be playing. Wayne Hobbs, Jason Campbell, he's like, I did my research, and he is like ranked 3rd all-time minor league football interceptions record. So, I mean, these guys know how to play. These guys, you know, they know how to get it done. So, you know, show your pride. Come out and support some spring football. I do have their schedule. Let me pull up the full schedule. I think I got the full schedule here. Here we go. We got the Ozark Bowl. That's going to take place on the 16th. Then on March 23rd, the Northwest Arkansas Battle will take on the Joplin Crusaders. And so that's for March, then you move into April. They got a long road stretch. On May 4th, they travel. They're taking on the North Oklahoma Roughnecks on the 4th. Then on the 5th, we travel to Oklahoma to take on the Oklahoma Warriors. And then on, April 20th, they travel to Joplin to take on the Joplin Crusaders. So that's their schedule for April. Then you bounce forward to May, and that's when everything's going to start counting because you're getting close to playoff time. So, in May 4th, we got the Enid Enforcers. We travel to Enid to take on the Enforcers. Then we got May 11th, we got the Kansas Cougars come to town. And then you have May 18th, you will have the North Oklahoma Roughnecks come to town. So then, hopefully everything goes good there. We'll start getting ready for playoffs. And there'll be some of that going on. And we'll, like I say, we'll keep you updated throughout the season. And as it gets closer to playoffs, we will be more than happy to pass that information on to you. So once again, like I say, if you are USC 12 is going to be called Heroes. And here is the story. Eric Stevens was nice enough to post the information. USC 12 is going to be called Heroes. The fighters on this card are going to be military service members and veterans, and they're going to be raising money for the Wounded Warrior Project, which is a great project that helps out our injured soldiers when they come back from the war zones. So please come out and be a part. You know, I'm a Navy veteran myself. My father served 42 years in the military. I got various cousins that have served time in the militaries, and aunts and uncles. My grandparents served in the military. So this is definitely a good pause. They're going to be giving away cage side seats to Purple Heart recipients from Desert Storm and Iraq. So there's definitely going to be some veterans in the house. So it's going to be exciting. So I definitely invite everybody to keep track. Once again, USC 12 Heroes. So make sure you call your buddies and let them know about that. Once again, that date is going to be April. Let's see. There it is. That date is going to be April 27th. Once again, right back at the Howard Johnson Event Center. So make sure you call your buddies and call your friends. 347-326-9073 is the phone lines. So make sure you get all that. And we're going to go ahead and cut out of here a little bit early tonight. Hope everybody's enjoyed listening as much as I do doing the show. I hope everybody's enjoyed listening to the show. And don't forget the weigh-ins for April 27th will be the 26th at the Classic Sports Bar, where you could come in, meet the fighters. So make sure you take part in that. Don't forget, some more great events. I won't go ahead and put this out there just because it came as a shock. I was not expecting it. I was presented with an award Saturday night as being 2012 Uncivil War MMA Ring Announcer of the Year for 2012. So I posted it on Facebook. I just want to say thank you to everybody with Uncivil War. I have a blast going, even though it seems like we're going frantic, 90 to nothing when we get there. I have a great time working with them folks, and I look forward to working with them for a long time. So, I just want to say a big thank you to Eric and the crew with Uncivil Wars for that. They gave me a nice plaque. I already got it hanging here on my wall. I'm going to take a picture of it, post it on Facebook. So if you want to see a picture of it, you can go look at it right there. So, thank you once again. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to head on out of here. Feel free to call in tomorrow night. Take the phone number down. Put it by your phone so you know where we're at. 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. If you're interested in sponsoring the Greg Squirrel Show, send me a message on Facebook. Gregory Squirrel is where you can find me. If you're a business owner or a business manager and you want to promote your business, then I highly invite you to give me a contact. And we'll go over the details of what all I'm offering and everything for the sponsorship and promotion packages. And it'll benefit everybody and keep allowing me to do what I enjoy doing, and that's traveling all across the United States announcing cage fights, and I'll take your products with me. So on that note, we're going to bug on out of here. Hope everybody has a great night. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow night, same bat time, same bat channel, right back here on the Greg Squirrel Show.